Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Amen. Let's turn back over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. How many of you were not here last night? This is your first service that you've made. Praise God. Appreciate you coming. Last night I started sharing from 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I want to turn back over and read these verses again. It says in verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come," and we are in the last of the last days. We don't know for sure when the Lord's coming, but the last days started on the day of Pentecost is what Peter said. And so if 2,000 years ago was the last days, we certainly are in the last of the last days. And here's what would happen. There's 19 things listed. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God." And the amazing thing about all of this is that all of these ungodly things it's listed and talked about, it ends it in verse 5 by saying they have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. You would think that the things that have been listed right here would be people who are total God haters, people who are rebellious and anti-God. These are people that have a form of godliness. They profess godliness. They profess to have relationship with God, but they deny the power thereof. From such turn away. And last night we went through every one of these things and talked about this and showed that this is just like opening up a newspaper. You could take today's newspaper. I hadn't even seen it, but I guarantee you, you could take today's newspaper and probably on the front page find every one of these 19 things listed. I mean, they are just rampant in our society. This is characteristic. This is descriptive of the day that we live in. And it says that this is what it would be like in the last days. And all of these people, if you were to say, for instance, to start challenging people on some of these moral issues, and they would come off and say, "You're a religious fanatic or something. I love God. I'm a Christian." You know, and they would profess and adhere to and claim to have some form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Everybody follow what I'm saying? There are some people who are openly atheists. There are some people who are Satanists who just reject God, but they are in the vast majority. I've seen a statistic before that 95% of all Americans believe that there is a God. And I think it's 75% or something like this profess that they pray and talk to God and have a relationship with God. Now, if you started looking at statistics that showed how a person voted or how a person lived, and you compare that with what's consistent to the Bible, the percentage drops way down, because a lot of people profess that they have a relationship with God. They call themselves Christians or godly people, but in actions they deny Him. And this is what this is talking about. So there is a large number of people that profess this, but they just aren't living it. And this scripture says that they have this form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. So what does that mean? What I want to do is start sharing with you. There's two things in scripture that are super clear about things that release, where it talks about how power comes upon us. And I want to start sharing some of this with you. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 1 and look at this passage. And you know, there is a striking similarity between Romans chapter 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 3. Of course, the Holy Spirit inspired both of these passages, and Paul is the one that wrote both of these passages. So it's the same author, it's the same Holy Spirit that's inspiring it. And really, it's talking about the exact same thing. It's just listed in a different order. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And I'm going to come back and talk about this, that denying the power thereof, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, is denying the gospel. And there's a lot of confusion about what the gospel is. We're going to amplify on that. But let me just show you the similarities and show you that this is talking about the exact same thing that was spoken of in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Because right after he talks about the power of God, he says in verses 18 through 20, that there is an intuitive revelation of God on the inside of every person. God put it on the inside of them. The creature understands the Creator. And it goes on to say in verse 20, so that they are without excuse. You know, yesterday we were out with some of the guys and we were talking about how these birds, we were talking about that Jamie and I went to, what was that place? San Juan Capistrano. We went there maybe 20 years ago, and we were there on the day that the birds returned to San Juan Capistrano. Swallows. Aren't those birds? You acted like I was wrong. Aren't birds? Swallows are birds. So anyway, they came back to San Juan Capistrano, and we heard that, you know, they fly thousands of miles. And they just intuitively come back on the exact same day. And we were talking about how that God built into these animals. David mentioned these salmon, you know, that are just little tiny when they are first birthed. And they go out and then they swim back the next year to the exact same spot. And God built this inside of these animals. These little tiny bird brains have a navigation system that allows them to fly thousands of miles across the ocean and do all of these things. And if God did that to animals and put this intuitive knowledge on the inside of them, I can guarantee you every human being has a homing device on the inside of them to draw them to God and to show them that the way they're living is not correct. That's what Romans 1 verses 18 through 20 is saying. Let me just read this for you in verse 18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed. And if you looked at this in the Greek, it literally is saying is already revealed. It's already on the inside of every person. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, not some, all. All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Not manifest to them, but manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know the reason that he's saying all of this? In verses 16 and 17, he says it's the gospel, the goodness of God. He says over here in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, that it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Paul was preaching a gospel, good news, telling people that God's not mad at you, your sins are paid for. The religious person came up and said, that's not right. You got to tell people that they're sinners and you got to tell them how bad they are. So Paul began to say, you don't need to preach the wrath and the judgment of God, because the wrath of God is already revealed from heaven. It's an intuitive knowledge on the inside of every person. They know that they're wrong. You'll have people that challenge this and say that they have no conviction, no conscience whatsoever, that they believe that God made them Adam and Steve instead of Adam and Eve, and that there is nothing wrong with this lifestyle, and that they have no conscience. They'll brag about it and they'll openly flaunt it in the face of God. You know what? They can say what they want to, but the Bible says all ungodliness, all unrighteousness, they know in their heart that it's wrong. But the scripture goes on to say in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that you can sear your conscience with a hot iron. You can just deaden yourself. And that's what Romans chapter 1 goes on to describe. In verse 21, after it makes this statement that there is an intuitive knowledge on the inside of every person of right and wrong, God has shown it unto them so that they're without excuse. Then it begins to say in verse 21, because that when they knew God, every person Get this, every person, zero exceptions to this, every person has had God reveal himself to them. I don't care if they live on an island, if they've never seen another human being, if they've never had anybody preach the gospel to them, there is an intuitive knowledge on the inside of every person that has ever lived that there is only one God and you are not him. You can go to any tribe. You can go back into history. You can do through archaeology. There has never been a people group. There has never been a group of people that haven't had a concept of a creator and a God. Now, they may pervert it. And the scripture goes on to show how that people can pervert this knowledge. But nonetheless, there is this intuitive knowledge on the inside of every person. You know, when I was in Vietnam, I was always amazed because there was this temple outside of my battalion or brigade headquarters, and it was like a 10-story temple, and it was three temples built right next to each other, and they were so close together that you would have had to have turned sideways and try and scoot in between them. But they were 10 stories tall and three temples built right close together. And they were so old that they had started decaying. Trees were growing out of them and things like that. And anyway, I asked about that. And those temples predated Christianity being introduced to Vietnam by 500 years. 500 years before they heard of Christianity, they had temples erected to one God who manifested himself in three parts. And these three temples were to the one God who had three parts. Now, I'm not saying that that was a true worship of God, but it showed that before anybody brought the Bible to them that talked about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, pagan people knew that there was a God that manifested himself in three parts. Now, they may have offered human sacrifices. I don't know what happened. I'm not saying it was a true worship of God, but it showed you that there was a kernel.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net.
I'd like to thank all of you who are partners with this ministry. You know, we are sharing things that are changing people's lives. We are having a huge response. We have over 35,000 contacts per month, and that's not including our website, which averages over 15,000 contacts per day. We're reaching a lot of people. People's lives are being changed, and I couldn't do that if it wasn't for those of you who are partners with us. So I want to thank you. And I just want to mention to the rest of you, if you are being blessed, if you recognize the potential blessing that this could be to other people, would you help us to reach out with the gospel? We need to increase our outreach. We've got opportunities, more opportunities, and we've got finances. So pray about it and then become a partner with us today.